It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story in a moment. But right now, here are Fibber and Molly with news of particular interest to all you businessmen.
McGee, I met Mrs. Allen today, and since her husband died, the poor woman's been involved in a forced liquidation of his business.
Gee, Molly, that's a shame, but you know that happens all the time. And that's exactly why the Prudential Insurance Company developed their ownership control plan.
But isn't that only for big companies?
No, big and small alike. Actually, Prudential's ownership control plan is four plans. It can cover the loss of a key man in a company, a partner, a sole proprietor like Mr. Allen was, or a stockholder in a close corporation. But the important thing is that Prudential's ownership control plan makes sure that a man's business interest is protected, either for himself or for his heirs.
Prudential has a booklet that describes the ownership control plan, and it's something every business owner should see. So, Mr. Businessman, for your copy, without any obligation, write your name and address on a card, along with the words ownership control plan, and send it to us. Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
How long since you've been on a ride through the snow-covered countryside in a sleigh? Well, you're all invited to come along now with Mr. and Mrs. McGee and friends.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! Oh, this is fun, McGee.
Yeah, get up there, boy. Hop!
Everybody having fun?
Oh, great.
Wonderful, Mr. McGee. Hey, Mr. McGee, I got a problem.
Yeah, what's the matter, Teeny?
I can't see back here.
Oh?
Can I sit up in front with you and Miss McGee, can I?
Well, it's kind of crowded up here.
Of course you can, dear. Hand her up front here, will you, Doctor?
How you like that? Even on my day off, I'm still delivering babies.
I'm not a baby, I betcha.
I'll get her, Doctor. You sit down. Here, Mr. Wimple, take her, will you?
Take me, Mr. Wimple.
Up we go. There you are. Now, how's that?
Oh, goody. Thank you, Mr. Wimple.
It's a pleasure, Teeny.
Say, shouldn't we be at the Dugan's Lake turnoff by now, McGee? Are you sure you know the way? The road looks so different with snow all over everything.
Are you lost, McGee?
Don't tell me he's got us lost. Not again.
No, I haven't got us lost. I know these roads like the back of my hand.
With all them mittens he's got on, the back of his hand is lost, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe one of you guys would like to drive while I and Molly sit back there and make snide remarks.
Now, how do you like that?
I want to drive. Can I drive a while, Mr. McGee? Can I,
Well, why not? Sure, you can hold the reins a while, I guess.
Sure, that'll be fun, Teeny.
Oh, boy, I'm going to drive everybody. Hold tight, everybody. I'm going to drive the sleigh.
Now, just a minute while I get us up a little more speed first. Fine, Joe. Get up, boy. Let's go there.
Attaboy, Johnny. Give her the gas. Mule train. Clippity-clopping through the wheel.
Clippity-clopping
through. Not too fast, though, McGee. Might be some speed cops around.
Yes. I hate to see you get arrested as a reckless slayer.
Yeah, Mr. McGee, if a mounted policeman catches us, we'll all wind up in the horse cow.
Very humorous, dear. Now, button up your collar. Oh, and here, let me fix your earmuffs. They're crooked again.
Well, I'm going to take them off, Sally. I'm real nice and warm.
Well, if you're not going to use them, let me have them.
Are you that cold, McGee? This sunshine is so
nice. I'm not cold at all, but with all the bad jokes flying back and forth, four earmuffs will come in handy.
Oh, look at the glass.
Hey, Mr. McGee.
Oh, yeah, here's the range, Teeny. Now, you hold them tight. Well, at least my jokes aren't so crude, you guys.
Oh, Mr. McGee.
My jokes are a little subtile. Oh, yeah. No. Just hold the reins steady, Keene. That's all. The horse will trot right ahead, like he's doing.
I know, but...
Now, don't forget, I and old Fred Nittany, the guy that him and me had a suborbital act together from Starved Rock, Illinois together, we made a living telling jokes in Keene when he stopped pulling on my sleeve.
Well, there's something important I gotta know about driving a sleigh. Something important.
Well, what is it? What is it?
Well, you told me how to go forward, but how do you put it in reverse?
Reverse?
Isn't that cute? You hear that, gang? Teeny wants to know how you put a sled in reverse.
In reverse?
Well, why do you want to put our sled in reverse, Teeny?
Well, you see, back there while everybody was arguing about who was the best comedian, we passed the Dugan Lake turnoff.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I saw the sign and I pulled Mr. McGee's sled.
Whoa, 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 hold it there. Back up.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Here's a suggestion to you fellas in high school who are thinking about a career. An acute shortage of engineers and scientists exists. And furthermore, according to the Engineering Manpower Commission of the Engineers Joint Council, industry alone will require an additional 30,000 graduating engineers per year for many years to come. With the manpower demands of the armed forces, the continued need of industry, and the steady drop in engineering graduates, the present shortage can soon reach dangerous proportions. Since America would be outnumbered in population by a possible enemy coalition, its security largely depends upon its scientific and engineering superiority. Ambitious, career-minded young men will be wise in investigating the opportunities offered in the fields of engineering and science, and prepare for positions of leadership by taking required preparatory courses in science and math. To learn more about these opportunities, write Box 40, Midtown Station, New York City, for the free booklet, After High School, What?
Mr. Wimple and I got some firewood.
Watch it, Teeny. I'll dump mine.
Watch the firewood, everybody.
Right there, Wimp.
Phew, that's heavy.
Here's mine. Look out, everybody.
Well, that's quite a load you had there, Teeny.
Sure. I'm strong, I betcha.
Well, actually, her wood is all pretty wet. That heavy stuff doesn't burn too well either, and... Oh, look, hot dogs.
Come and get them. Everybody got their pointed sticks ready?
Yep, I got mine. Oh,
hey, that's for me.
Watch it, Lester. Now, don't get your foot in the fire.
I thought my leg felt kind of warm.
Oh, you're hot stuff, Lester. I'll take two, please.
Now, take it easy, fellas. There's plenty of hot dogs. One at a time here. Now, here's yours.
Oh,
and you.
Thanks,
no, don't anybody get too near the lake now. That ice is too mushy for skating.
No, I...
Give me another stick, Molly. I'll roast your hot dog with mine.
Yes, sir, Captain. Anything you say, sir. You're in command.
You betcha. Old Ironsides McGee, that's me. And I couldn't ask for a prettier first mate either.
Thank you, Captain.
Boy, what a motley crew. Where do you go to resign?
Beautiful out here. Just look at those stars.
Yeah. Stars? Oh, my gosh, look what time it is. I'm supposed to have that horse and sleigh back at 8 o'clock. They get time and a half for overtime.
That's what I like about men. They're so romantic.
Gee, hey, fellas. Hey, fellas. Hey, come on, break it up, break it up. It's time to start back.
What time is it, Cuddles?
7 o'clock, Snookums.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh?
7 o'clock, great Scott. I've got to be at the hospital at 8.
Well, don't worry, Doc. I'll get you there in time. Molly, you and the girls get in the sleigh, and I'd like to talk to the men for a minute.
Oh, gee, I hate to leave. It's been so much fun.
Over here, fellas. Over here. Look, I know I collected everybody's share for the ride in advance, but I'm afraid we're going to run in a little overtime, so...
Oh, well, don't worry about it.
How much is it?
Well, now, let's see. We ought to be at the stable in another hour. $2 into five guys, that makes,
40 cents apiece.
You get over there with the women, Teeny. 40 cents apiece, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, here's 50 cents.
Well, let's see. I think I got it here.
Yeah, well, thanks, fellas. I'd pay it myself, but I like to be democratic about this. Okay, kids, let's go. I'll put out the fire. You get the blankets, Wimp.
Gee, that was fun. Especially the wiener rolls. Those are the best six weenies I ever ate.
Six?
Oh, dear.
How the heck did you get six hot dogs?
I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
You must have swiped four of them for me, Johnny.
Yeah.
Some of you robbed me, too. I only had five myself.
You only had five?
Gee, this was lots of fun today.
Yeah, it sure was a pretty day.
Just beautiful. We usually freeze stiff on these sleigh rides, but this was perfect. A warm day and a beautiful night.
Too bad the ice was too mushy for skating, though. I'd have showed you some tricks.
What was that?
The runner must have scraped against a rock or something. We're going to turn onto the main highway now, kids, and then home we go.
Oh, gee, I wish we didn't have to go home. I love sleigh rides and hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh. Look!
Heavenly days.
What's going on, McGee?
Hey, looky there, the snow. It's all melted.
What?
My goodness, the highway is completely dry.
And look at the traffic. Oh, what do we do now?
Slushy.
How about that, McGee?
Smoke. $2 an hour till I get this sled back. Yeah. This is going to cost $100.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald with a little bit of advice. Those busy workday hours can be cheered along by staying in tune with NBC. Weekday mornings, for example, you'll hear quiz fun at its best with A Phrase That Pays, an exciting question and answer game that you can play right from your own home and win some grand prizes. Then there's Second Chance to bring you some fascinating stories of people from all walks of life. Also in the morning, another sort of quiz show, the one we call the quiz show with a heart, Strike It Rich, with Warren Hull asking the questions and trying to help people in need from all over the world. Then in the afternoon, a delightfully different sort of serial called Hotel for Pets, an NBC feature you'll enjoy tomorrow and every weekday. And the ever-popular interview show It Pays to Be Married with Jay Stewart as your master of ceremonies. All these and many more designed to brighten your morning and afternoon hours and speed the busy week on its way. Just stay tuned to NBC.
Well, it sure has been nice sitting around here with you, Ms. McGee, but I guess Sally and I better get over to home.
Yes, it's almost midnight. Do you suppose Mr. McGee...
Oh, this is probably him now. Pardon me a minute. 79 Wistful Vista, Mop. Where are you, McGee? He's at the stable. Well, my goodness, I told you to get in that taxi and come home with the rest of us in the first place.
That man sure can be stubborn sometimes.
McGee, if you hadn't insisted on staying with the sleigh and shoveling snow in front of the runners all the way home... Huh? Oh, you'd rather not talk about it.
I don't blame him.
Well, wait there. I'll be right over.
Do you want us to drive over and get him for you?
No, I'll do it. Thank you.
Well, good night, then.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Robert Easton and Mary Lou Harrington as Les and Sally Nelson.
Pardon me for interrupting, John, but McGee and I would like to say one more thing before you close up shop here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Molly and I just want to remind you that this week is YMCA week. We ask you to join us in saying thanks to the Y for the wonderful opportunities it gives to our youth.
The athletic programs, camping activities and practical training in citizenship that the YMCA gives our boys play a valuable part in the building of America's future.
Yes, America's future depends on the youth of today, and our thanks go to the Y for the great job it is doing.
Right, Fibber and Molly. This is John Wall saying good night and inviting you back tomorrow night as the McGees take a test to determine whether they are good spouses.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.